5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
How am I getting through another year of this?
Put moron number two on the phone.
Think of the money.
Oh.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
I'm back by demand. Not only popular demand,
yes,
but by top brass demand.
No.
Dave Cameron, who runs all of the programming in this state, rang me and said, get your ass back on air and save this show from oblivion.
No, he didn't.
Limo's done a bloody good job.
He has.
You've been horrific.
He has. Me?
Yes.
No, I haven't. I've been good. Now, what have we got
show.
Today? Run
good.
Through the show.
Got a bloody good
show. Because you'd forget. You haven't been here for a year.
Damo's here.
Oh, Damo.
Ooh,
how's he looking?
He's looking good. He's got the crafted beard. Stubbly beard.
What about upstairs? A bit higher. How's that hair going?
Well, that's never looked great, but the beard bit's good. So we got that.
Yes.
I'm going to get Rosie Walton in because something happened in the time away that I need to tell you about.
I'm good.
Looking forward to that.
Yes, please.
I love the fact that it's now Bill's 5 at 5:25.
It's
so
been,
your own segment's been given the arse.
It's been moved.
Move.
Yes, Jim.
I like that. And then Guernsey.
Cash.
$10,000.
Yep. Hence the cash. Just put cash on
$10,000.
$10,000.
We
someone.
We haven't given $10,000 away for 15 years.
No. See, Zoe comes along. She brings out $10,000.
She just.
I've got a backyard, but she's got $10,000. And let me tell you, someone can win it today.
Nice. I love
then,
that.
I don't know if it goes again tomorrow, but.
The topic's Brayshaw. Good. Ooh, I like that. I like and then Big John A. Brown, coming in later. And we might even get him to hang around and see if he can tell a joke that you haven't told before.
I'll tell a joke.
Anyway, Fat.
Hello.
I'd like to say it's good to see you, but it isn't.
Hello, Jimmy boy. Good to see you. No here, no see. Where have you been,
good.
My
I've
friend?
I've been on holidays.
You haven't even texted?
No.
Rang?
No.
Come on.
Not doing any of that.
I thought we were LOLs.
No, we're not.
Well, mates or whatever it is. I thought we were, Jim, but I got nothing from you for a whole month. But it is good to see you back with your little fluff on your chin.
Oh, yeah. two more days, and then I've got talking footy's about to kick off Wednesday.
I thought that was only finals.
Well, no, she's now a full yearer.
Oh, a bit more.
Probably some.
Of course there is. And as usual, the great man behind the buttons, Ricky.
He runs to the right, throws to Walsh. Walsh to Mann, quick hands. Combo, hello. Here's Arthur's into the backfield. Comes into Walsh. Las Vegas, bright lights, big cities, Reece Walsh.
Ganane.
Ganane.
You're trying to jump on a bit of Ric Flair.
Walsh Vegas. That wasn't bad.
Mm.
He's done well.
He's going beautifully.
He is going well.
Geez, I'm not sure how he'd go in Vegas. Has anyone seen him?
No. No. Or Charlie.
Oh, no.
Or Frew.
They can't be trusted.
No, they cannot.
Those three are bad news.
Guess who didn't go? Dell. He wasn't allowed to go.
No, wouldn't be. No. He stays home.
Tell you what has been good while you've been away, Jim. Whip, 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 whip!
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
It's back, Jim. Whip, 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 whip!
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
No footy.
Well, I tell you what, Pete Vallandis, are you going to do some rugby?
Yeah, we're going to the NRL.
Rugby league.
Tell you what he has done, which I love how he rolls.
Yeah.
And I commend him for this.
Yes.
He thought, who do I take with me? Because he's taken a million people over there.
Taken a
who
lot.
Do I take with me just to make sure we get the crowd number right?
Right.
So he had a scan around Australia.
Yes.
And he found the bloke from Launceston who counted the crowds down there for Hawthorn for 10 years and thought, if he can make that look like 15 grand when there's actually about three, then we're going to take him to Vegas and he's going to get us 40,000 punters.
Opening weekend, the NRL season in Vegas, the official crowd number,
official.
Jim, 40,746.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
It was 40,000, Bill. I'm Viv Richards.
And no I way, no one of you, Viv Richards.
But I did like the balls of it, Bill. No, I like the bloody the minerals to go and take your first round into Las Vegas and make it work.
Your face when his face when you said balls.
Well, he's talking about Viv Richards. No. There's what about the games were quite good. The Sea Eagle 36 defeated the Rabbitohs 24. Roosters 20 defeated Broncos 10. Both underdogs won.
Yes.
And did you see the stadium looked magnificent, of course?
Yes.
But it was a bit skinny up the ends. Like the brick wall was right there. Yes. They had to put padding on the brick wall and things. Anyway, I do. You're right. I like the minerals.
It was bloody good to see. They had a crack and it looked good and it worked.
I've got to ask Damo because that was the weekend that the NRL were away, Jim, was last weekend. Yeah. And the AFL was supposed to be up there playing.
Well, we'll get that data.
But I don't know what's happened there. Someone's stuffed that one up. A bit of cricket.
All right.
Well done to Australia, who defeated New Zealand, opening test. Plenty in this game. Mm. Australia won by 172 runs. Thank God for Cameron Green, who made 174, not out.
I know.
If he doesn't make that, we're in trouble.
Well, I've said this for a long time. Our batting is flaky. It really worries me. We're coming into India, five tests, and then England, five tests.
Yep.
We cannot keep having these one-man rescue mission saving us because it's not sustainable.
That's what saved us in all the tests. Yep. Someone stood up in one test.
Exactly. We haven't batted as a unit for a long time, and it concerns me. I love Steve Smith. Yes. I don't want him opening. I want him batting four.
Yeah, right.
Marnus, his last 12 to 18 months of test batting has been nowhere near what a test number three's got to provide.
Well, he's only passed 20 three times in 14 innings. Yeah.
And he's a better player than that. Mm-hmm. So he's got some technical issues, I think, that he needs to address. And then we get into Greeny, thank God for him.
Yeah.
Travis Head, we know what he is, and what he is somebody who's going to come off probably two or three times a summer, and he'll set up wins for you when he does.
Yes.
The Big Bison, a bit similar.
Yeah,
and then,
hit and miss.
And then Kez is, I love as a cricketer.
No, we love
but
him.
But we've got to get him making runs too, right. So it worries me, Bill.
I tell you who has found form, Naif Lyon.
Mm.
He took 10 wickets for 108 and 41, top score in the second inning. So
had the most number of innings in Test cricket without a 50.
Yes, someone told me that.
That's actually amazing.
Oh, Joey's
bowling beautifully.
Joey's given the little thumb up.
Loves it. Good.
The NBL, Will Pekoski got hit again. Now, this is sad. Didn't sound good when he got hit.
Go. This is not good. This is not good. Pekoski's been hit. And this is a concerning situation.
Yeah. Second ball, retired, hurt. Oh, it's just,
it worries me, Bill, because he's a ripping kid, Will Pekoski, and he's a seriously good player.
Yep.
But that's happening too often.
Exactly.
And, we've had concussion as a big focus in footy. It's also now a focus in cricket, and I hope he's looking after himself.
Victoria lost that game to Tassie by 57 runs,
Tassie
by the way.
Top of the bloody ladder.
I know. Hannah Green won her fourth LPGA title. Yes. Good on Hannah.
HSBC. A
nice little long birdie putt on the 18th, I think it was.
Oh, it's a good line. It's in the hole. Hannah Green. Her fourth LPGA Tour victory. Birdies the final three holes. And she is your 2024 HSBC Women's World Champion.
Bloody good effort, that. Yeah.
Bloody oath. Well done to Hannah.
Final three holes.
She walked into Perth, her hometown.
Oh, no,
cameras all there.
No, that was back when she won the major.
Past.
Exactly.
She walked back again.
You're looking for me.
Who are you looking for? Oh, this girl called Hannah Green. Yeah, that's me.
I think they know her now.
Yes, they do, because look at him. Where's old whiskers? Old hair on his chinny chinny chinnigan.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm always in a hurry.
To do what?
To get wherever I've got to go.
For the first time this year, Damien Barrett.
Yay!
It's time for Damien Barrett to wrap up the weekend in footy.
Bit of news kicking around purple as we welcome you.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Bill. There is.
With his positives.
We're all positive.
That's it.
18 winners in the weekend, Bill.
And negatives.
Sorry to disappoint everyone.
Oh, negative, guys.
Bad news.
Oh, here he is for the first time.
Hello, Jim.
Neatly stubbled
and
up,
Bill,
too,
and
purple.
Yeah, I think I'm going to roll with it this year, Jim. See how we go with it.
On screen.
I'm thinking of it, yeah. Jeez. I've sought permission from higher authorities. And, yeah.
Well, who do you have to go and see?
Saw a few people at Channel 9.
Oh, not at AFL House.
Dills?
No, I didn't worry about them. No, actually, I did check it out with them, too. They're okay.
They like the grey?
Do you like it, Bill?
I thought it was a big longing.
I expected you to come off the long run.
No, I like it today. You look neat.
It's the nicest thing you've ever seen.
Up top? What about with something?
Up top's got a few problems, as you've been pointing them out on a weekly basis for about 25 years.
You've held on well. Yeah, really.
If Bill came off the long run, he wouldn't make it to the crease. Actually, he's got a two-stepper in him.
He first got into my head, even though I knew it was receding, about, when was it, about 1995, I reckon, reminded me my hair was going backwards.
Rolling with it.
It's now something.
Purple. Yep. Jimmy Webster, we start with.
Yeah, we need to start there, but given what's happened in this space last year in the qualifying final, we'll get to that in a moment, Jim, with Angus Brayshaw's decision. I haven't spoken to you on, obviously, air about that, but the Jimmy Webster moment from yesterday, I'm assuming everyone's listening has gotten awareness of it now, the hit on Jai Simkin at Moorabbin yesterday, coming the way it did, off the ground, choosing to make contact and late. There's going to be ramifications. I think by the time you guys are off air, you may have an outcome from the AFL. It will go to the tribunal. I mean, I've got an issue. I think they should be able to say it's worth this now. I think we've got an awareness and a comfortability around it now that that's what it is, given what Sam Pelpepper got last week. But
He got four.
He got four. It's worse than that, I think, in everyone's eyes. I think some of the commentary was slightly hysterical. I mean, I'm not one to shoot down the commentators. We all make statements. David King said 10. I don't see it being 10. Jordan Lewis had a massive financial sanction on top of a match sanction as well. I feel it will settle on 6, and I reckon that's probably about right. There's been reactions all day already. I was down at St Kilda today with Ross Lyon. He stopped and spoke to, I think it was Xander Maguire, actually, as part of his entry to the club today. And there's an admission that there's going to be something very heavy coming their way.
Yeah, it was opportune. Obviously, he's devastated. He's really concerned for Jai. Very remorseful, but it was a split-second action. You know, so obviously the landscape continually evolving. It's just a very difficult situation. So really concerned for both lads, in particular Jai, because heavy physical contact. Jimmy's remorseful and just coming in now to talk about go to tribunal. Clearly there's no defence to it. And, you know, we always support the person, change the behaviour.
He's big on that, isn't he, Ross? And he had coffee with him today at Sons of Mary in Brighton, and he felt it was important. It was in the diary, but he made sure he went and saw him today. And again,
saw Jimmy,
yeah. And I think it's okay for Ross and others at St Kilda to now move their focus to Jimmy Webster because he's got to deal with it.
Yep.
And he's out of character. I mean, that Ross said from what the Jimmy he knows, it's out of character. So I feel sorry too, but clearly you feel sorry for the person who was hit, and that being a person, as in Jai Simkin, who had two concussions in the past 12 months. Before yesterday.
How are we heard? Is he okay today?
No, I haven't heard.
Oh, look, he's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he's okay, but it doesn't make it.
No, that's right.
And again, in the split second, I'm not trying to be defensive of Jimmy Webster, but in the split second, these things happen. And sometimes you make contact at the top of the shoulder and not their head.
I'm not as forgiving on that. If you choose to leave the ground in 2024, we've got enough awareness of this now. I mean, bumping full stop, I think they've got a close to eliminate. And if you then take a bump further and leave the ground and tuck up and make impact on someone's head, I'm not of the split second. Footballers are so good, they know, they live their lives in a split second.
Yeah, and we rate them highly for what they do in the split second with the ball. What I'm saying though, Jim, as you know, if he had not have made contact with the head, now I know it's a mute argument because he did, but he would have got away with it. As Marlon Pickett did last year on Bailey Smith. It was just as bad, except Bailey Smith got up and didn't get hit in the head. So,
Well, I think we've got it, and I know talking to Laura Kane in the off-season, who, as you know, Purple, I have huge regard for, they are very, very, very seriously trying to get rid of that action out of the game of football forever, and I think the game will be better once they have.
And the statement she made last year with the Braden Maynard hit on Angus Brayshaw, now it was ultimately unsuccessful, but she wanted the match review office to view it differently to the way it actually did initially. She sent it to the tribunal. It went through that process. She then changed the laws off-season. She's basically ripped up the former readings and outcomes on these matters, Bill. So it's a fresh start on
we
it.
We saw it last week. With Powell Pepper.
Yeah.
That was, thought that might have been a two or three, but four bangs straight away.
But I agree. This is a different.
Yeah, it is.
This is
worse.
Choosing to bump and then leaving the ground
to
do it and making contact with someone's head.
Yep.
I think you'll cop.
A quarter of a season.
6 would be a good result, I reckon.
Mm. Even more, do you reckon?
If it's 6 he gets, Von Ross and St Kilda, I'm taking and running with that all day long.
and just as we speak, and Ross
and I don't know the bloke. This is not a personal attack on him. No. It's the action we're judging.
He's conceded everything you've just said, and he's obviously expressed that to Ross. Ross admitted publicly that he had tried to contact Jai, and I believe he hadn't been able to get contact with him at that stage. And I don't take that as being something trying to mitigate the outcome. I think he's genuinely in wanting to. Yeah. And he's got just one more thing on him. I mean, he's copped it himself, Jimmy, over the past 20, or what is it, 18 hours on social media with things that just don't need to be said by people. So there's enough issues going on. As we speak,
An AFL footballer, by the way, would be on social media, it blows my mind why they expose themselves to that.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it.
DMs.
Yeah. It's just astounding to me that they leave themselves open to the type of garbage you're talking about.
Yeah, and Ross did say that there would be a statement released, and it's been released in the past 2 minutes here, and part of the statement from the club includes this from Jimmy Webster. I deeply regret my actions in yesterday's game. I've reached out to Jai and cannot understate my remorse. My thoughts are with Jai and his family. I have a hope that he has a speedy recovery and successful recovery. I fully recognise the importance of protecting players' heads, and in this instance, I failed to meet that much-needed standard. I will present to the tribunal and understand there will be consequences for my actions. Mm. I don't think he can handle that any better than what he's just done there.
Well done.
So, yeah. Yep. And that's unfortunate. We'll see him in round 7 at best, maybe round 8 and a bit more.
So Clarko, on the back of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, Clarko had an issue with it.
So what happened? I haven't seen this.
Well, Clarko obviously took offence at his captain, his co-captain going down, knowing that he went down twice last year in his first year as coach of North Melbourne, and decided to make some comments at Jimmy Webster and others.
At a break?
At the next break. There was about 90 seconds remaining between the incident and the quarter time break.
Oh, righto. Yep.
And as such, he's come out there and we know he's got form in that space, hasn't he, in the past?
11 apologies I've got here.
Bill, you're scratching the surface, Bill.
Well, Jimmy Boy or whatever, Justin.
But that's in the past 3 years.
Joey's put
Jimmy
up this
boy, Justin.
Mate, Channel 9 reporter. Duck, remember he had to apologise to Duck?
He apologised to Duck over it,
imagine
over
that, apologised to Duck.
Well, remember when he went Matthew Lloyd after the Lloyd hit on Brad Sewell? You were covering the game, Jimmy.
We haven't gone that far.
Yeah. That's 2009. That's there. That's
an umpire.
Yeah, junior umpire, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah.
And also...
the AFL reporter.
Yeah, the AFL reporter. Gil, he had a clash with Gil. Yeah. They had a good clash
He had a clash
there.
With a wall at the MCG as well.
Yeah. That was...
supporters.
That was Mel Brown that had to... apologise to the reporter.
Well, I don't know if he ever apologised, Mel. Just called her.
There was another incident, Jim.
Another one. All right, a little break.
What else did we do? I called... AFL media journalist.
More with Damien Barrett next.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Not a particularly sophisticated show.
Triple M's Rush Hour, JB, Bill, and Damien Barrett are stuck around.
We love having the newsbreaker extraordinaire, although these days, Purple, it's not as much of your go as it used to be.
Other people have taken over, Jim.
Well, you've dominated that space for pretty much 25 years.
How long?
25. Yeah. So therefore, I'm not saying you've hung the phone up, but it's not your modus operandi as much as it used to be.
Yeah, it's just fascinating watching what's going on in that space now, Jim.
The newsroom style. So Channel 7 with my man, the Maasai warrior, Mitch Cleary, have the clear number one.
And but Theo. Now, good mate of mine, Mitch.
Theo. No.
Theo Dropless.
Oh, the drop. Yeah. The drop. Yeah. The drop going beautifully. don't worry. Maasai's just got Tom Brown. So we like that. But the other mob, now starting to bring some cracks to the fray.
Big Tommy Morris, he's just come in a blaze of publicity, glory, and news exclusives, Jim. And it's game on.
And the Chompers has jumped on
Chompers
board.
Chompers is loving it. Chompers, I saw on the weekend, is part of a promo alongside Tom Morris about the news being first on Channel 9. And some spies today tell me that there was another promo being shot for Channel 7 today about the sports news, so it's game on.
I love this. It becomes personal, I love it. So the Chompers,
and they're both good guys.
The Chompers has been like a presenter. He's moved into presenter space, Chompers.
Yes.
Hasn't he?
Well.
So now he might have just got his hands dirty again.
Like,
Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh, it's game on. And you're about to venture back into your Channel 7 studios on Wednesday, as we are too, again, for another series of Classified.
And
I'm sure the fights will be on again, Jim.
Well, I will see the Maasai Warrior as part of it. Mitch Cleary comes in for one of the segments, so I'm going to run it by him.
I'm pretty sure Tom will be on our show too, Jim.
Where are we at here?
I think Tom's got a big one.
By the way, Clarko, $5,000 fine. an umpire, Justin Smith. He said he's a very good player, that number 17. The umpire's number for the Cats, wasn't he, today? $5,000 fine on the approaching umpire, Scott McLaren and Ken Nichols, on a flight back from Perth. Remember that?
Listen to this.
But he's only got through half the page.
I know. Now, Damo.
Yeah. Before we move off it, he in my eyes, will need to be sanctioned by the AFL for what he said toward Jimmy Webster on
really?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you can't use that word. Go and have a look online. It's on everywhere. I'm not going to say it on radio today. But make your own judgments on what you see. And I just don't. It's just not for him to be saying that
defending
to anyone.
Player purple,
defending his player is fine, Jim. Don't use the word in question. Don't use that word in question. And I'm actually pretty big on that. Don't make light of it.
Round zero.
Don't act tough when he's not here. If Clarko was here, he wouldn't be saying any of that.
I'd be looking down at him saying...
of course you would. You would not be saying a word of it.
Hey, round zero. I want to ask you about this.
Yep.
Because the original plan to have round zero, Damo, are you and your mob in there at the AFL...
No, nothing to do with me.
Was the AFL go to Sydney and Brisbane while the NRL are away in Vegas?
I'd heard that narrative.
Ships out of the harbour.
And Channel 7
the
commentators...
Away, the little mice will go in there and play. And guess what? Who stuffed up the date? Because guess what? This Thursday, Sydney take on Melbourne SCG, so they get up to Sydney because no NRL... Oh, hang on, there's a game. The Knights are taking on the Raiders at Newcastle. Friday night, Brisbane Carlton at the Gabba, Storm play in Melbourne. Yeah. And then on Saturday, Gold Coast Richmond. Oh, this would be a good game. Yeah. And there's a game, the Eels are taking on the Bulldogs in Sydney. So they're not away.
No, they're
here.
Not. I heard the Channel 7 commentators were brought back early, Jim, for this very reason.
I am back early this weekend. Exactly right. And just another week added on, Purple.
They've just added 2 weeks out of nowhere to the AFL in the last 2 years.
They'll stay too. There won't be any. That was just a one year.
Another one. A mix up of dates, was there? Or?
I think it's fair to say that they might have just got it slightly out of whack. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I think he's dropped it.
Clary Oliver.
Just before we move off the concussion issue, Jim, you being the uncle of Angus Brayshaw and the decision, the huge decision he made 2 weeks ago to medically retire, can I just get you to tell your
listeners? For a start, that decision was made for him.
Yeah,
he wasn't given any option to do anything but retire. So the medical team, and he's like all AFL players, they're very lucky to have access to the very best in the business. The neurosurgeon said there's some things we're seeing on these scans that we didn't see sort of back end of last year. So it's worsened in that time. And now that we've seen that, there is no option but for you to retire immediately. Mm. So poor bastard, I feel for him because for a start, at 28, the last thing you want to do is a whole preseason then not be able to play.
Mm.
Imagine doing that.
Yeah.
Like everyone hates preseason.
Yeah, exactly.
He's gone through the whole thing. But secondly, he's right, 167 games. He's in the prime of his career and is incredibly good at playing footy, but also incredibly important to Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
That I was only having a look because I'm doing these games coming up at their kicking efficiency, which is not good. And he was by far the best field kick they had from a percentage point of view.
Mm.
So I've already seen what they're doing. They're bringing Salem up and they've got Billings now to come up a bit and try and get their ball into the hands of some people that can kick because without him, that exposes them a bit. But look, he'll be right. I think the family are pretty numb. You know, no one saw it coming. They knew that they had lots of scans being done and had been told that everything was good. But just in that last bit, It
surprised. Nothing surprises you anymore in footy, really, does it? Because you hear it all. Mm. That surprised me out of the blue.
Mm. As Jim said, I mean, Jim knows it better than anyone, the story, but the neurological testing on the most recent part of it was different to what it had been.
Yes.
And it just meant that there was no choice, as you say. Yeah. And as such, the medical reasoning behind it is it. And unfortunately, he just becomes the symbolism of where the game's at right now for the wrong reasons.
So with that discussion, Clayton Oliver probably plays in a game he wouldn't have played in otherwise.
I agree with that. We'll listen to Simon Goodwin, who today has signed off on him playing on Thursday night against the Swans.
We've addressed some things. We've gone about a process to get him to this point. It's not finished.
But he's healthy, he's happy, he's ready. We're united and connected as a footy team, and that's been a big part of our summer. And he's a big part of that. So he's done everything we could have asked of him as a footy club to get himself into this position, and he's right to go.
I agree with what you just said, Jim. I feel they've brought this resumption for Clayton Oliver well forward on the back of the vacancy that's been unfortunately created by Angus Brayshaw. The fact that he was taken out of the Melbourne system there for a long time in the off-season, wasn't allowed back to even train beside the group, let alone with it, until very, very late January. They had a plan to just ease him back in at some stage of the resumption of the way season, not in opening round, in the way I've always read it. So,
and a couple of first gamers coming in.
Yeah. I like the look of Caleb Windsor, by the way.
There's some big raps on him, aren't they? Fast.
Just wheels. Fast. A bit like Isaac Smith. Just get the thing and go.
They like him. It's good. Yeah, and there's a guy by the name of Blake Howes who's been there since the 2021 draft, Bill. Mm. Got injured last year and may have got a look in otherwise, but he gets a chance early on. And then the former Saint, Jack Billings, will get his chance first up as a demon in that game, which will have a lot of focus on the Brody Grundy versus Max Gornjuhl. I'm fascinated by how that plays out.
Brody at the SCG, he could have one of the great years, Brody Grundy.
Yeah, I reckon it's a really smart pickup by the Swans.
Oh, bloody oaf, yeah. But all games, that's got something in it. The Brisbane-Carlton game, that's going to be interesting, of course. Gold Coast-Richmond, Dimmer, Damien Hardwick, and then Giants and Collingwood. The Giants coming out and saying, we hate Collingwood.
Well, Bill, you'd hope the games would be interesting. That's why we have the comp.
But that's why they were going to be round zero with no NRL, Jim. There's going to be no NRL. All of a sudden, I've never seen so many NRL games up against them.
Purple, great to see you. We look forward to doing this every week of the season.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Bill, your chance to win $10,000 coming up.
Apologise for swearing at an umpire's advisor during his son's game.
Enough, up, Bill.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You know how bad that was, then.
I don't even like it. Triple M. Nice ring to it, JB and Bill, because fair dinkum, Jim, where have you been? You've been away a whole month.
Not quite a month.
A whole month.
The bloody one day at a Nationals bit into me month rabbits, didn't they?
Yeah, when were they?
Haven't West Indies.
Early Feb.
Hose, I was getting ready for a month.
Hang on, we haven't introduced
bloody
Hose.
Quite yet a month.
Hi, Hose.
Hello.
He's been away for a month, hasn't he?
About that,
not
yes.
Quite. Haven't seen or heard from you. Not once.
Bugger off.
I've seen him.
Nice little text or a phone call.
Nothing. I told you that before I left. You won't hear from me.
And ever again.
No. That was a threat that it was never again. I just went. I'll tell you what I've been doing.
What have you been doing?
I went down to Port Ferry last week.
Yes.
For the annual golf trip.
Mm-hmm.
My back's not great at the minute, so I didn't play a hell of a lot of golf.
Who's the golfers?
Well, no, there's a crew of about five or six that are invited every year, and then it depends on whether they can come. Bluey's a staple.
Bluey.
So he does their rush hour from
my
place.
Area.
Yep. So he loves it.
Well, you had your jocks on that day.
He's down the corridor screaming and yelling at Jars and Bernie.
Oh, good. Yes.
So that's 2 hours of
Did you make an appearance?
Yeah, that was weird.
Did you jump on their show? No, you didn't.
Remember that day when Jim just snuck off?
I never saw that.
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So that's that. But that was good. And as I said, I didn't play a heap of golf. But then, prior to that, I went to Cairns.
I told you
I was going to Cairns. Well, I'll get to that in just a moment.
Cairns.
But flew into Cairns because great friends of ours, who you, Luke and Sarah, you might have met at the wedding, they run
Luke
the three
and Sarah's,
hotels
yeah.
up there. The Crystal Brook Hotel is very nice.
Very nice.
Building, yep.
I didn't know he did own them.
No, he's the big man.
Did you go to Prawn Stars?
We went to Palm Cove, a beautiful food up there.
That got voted best beach, Condé Nast beaches of
Nunes?
The whole world.
Nunes?
Yeah, went to Nunes.
Yeah, it's good.
Beautiful there.
Good, yeah.
So had a beautiful night there. Anyway, I had a good time. But a couple of things. So we then went to Lizard Island. Now, I'm telling you, Hose, Lizard Island is completely and utterly insane.
Pricey.
Yeah, they don't miss you with the invoice.
No.
But it is superb. Like, absolutely superb. So you get on a light aircraft from Cairns, you fly an hour north, fly over the Great Barrier Reef, which is unbelievable. On a good day, you can just see all these.
That's cool.
An hour.
Nuts. Yep.
In a
light aircraft. So you're not traveling.
It's a fair way.
It's not a Learjet you're flying.
Oh, no, but
still. It's a fair way.
Yeah.
And so I was sitting on the left side of the plane, and Luke had a smirk on his mush. So I knew something was up, but I didn't know what it was. So only he and I could see out of the left side of the plane. And the girls could see out of the right side of the plane. So we're coming into land, Lizard Island.
And
there's a fuselage of a crashed plane.
Oh, no.
on the ground as you fly in.
Okay.
It's only got the guts of it left.
Not a good advertisement.
Not a great advertisement. So I'm like, Jesus Christ, what the hell's happened there?
It does happen.
Anyway, Luke said to me, I didn't want to say anything because I thought the girls would get a bit jumpy, but the pilot apparently, I didn't know this story, Rabs, did an incredible job of keeping everyone on the plane alive because the thing flipped upon landing because there was a weather reason for it. So anyway, it was a story that ended well.
Yes.
And they'd got rid of every part of this crashed aircraft except for the guts.
Can they get rid of that?
Well, they did. By the time we took off, it was gone.
Oh, so it was quite recent.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Only a few weeks before. Oh. So I'm like, Jesus.
Oh, seeing some sort of, you know, historical. Like
era. Oh, no, no. She's from a couple of weeks before. So the boss came up to us at one stage and said, now, just for your own comfort, we have got rid of the rest of the plane. Oh, so when you take off, you won't see any debris anymore.
Yes.
I said, that's good. But nuts part of the world, like properly beautiful. The only slightly weird bit about it, Hose, was the average age of the people who could afford to stay there, I reckon, was about 80. Lisa and I'm not 80. Joking, were well, she was even young, but we had to be 30 years younger than anyone else staying on the island.
So she would have been 40.
The food, drink, staff, everything about it was right out of the top drawer. But the Luke and Sarah and Lisa and myself one night, Rabs got our eye in.
Oh, good.
Because it's all included.
Oh, hello.
That's the thing. So once you're on there.
Go and 80-year-olds are going to bed at 5 a.m.
Well, that's the thing. So we are pinning our ears right back and they're just finishing up quite early.
Yes.
And we'd probably got a bit loud.
Mm-hmm.
And this 75 to 80-year-old Yank and his wife came over, very nice people, and they said, we should have been at your table. You're having a wow. Anyway, so we got chatting to this lovely, lovely couple, and I said to him, well, so where from here? He goes, we're going to Melbourne.
Melbourne.
And he said, we're going down the Great Ocean Road.
Yes.
So I said to him, mate, you know, you're talking my language.
Yeah.
I said, you've got to keep going past the Apostles and go and see Port Ferry.
You say drop into Geelong.
Very soft, Geelong. No, avoid Geelong. There's a road that you don't
have to get. The bypass?
Yeah, the bypass. No, seriously, I said to him, mate, it's beautiful. And he said, someone else told me about that. I said, anyway, so I got my phone out.
Yes.
Because I'm obviously a very passionate Port Ferry advocate.
And you're pissed.
And I'm pissed. Yeah. So I get my phone out to show him a photo of the East Beach. I said, mate, make sure you go there and get to this. It is absolutely superb. And my screenshot from the phone.
Uh-oh.
Is a photo of
the day
of the wedding
beautiful.
From last year.
Yeah.
Anyway, as I said, this bloke's in his late 70s, I reckon maybe even early 80s. He says, what a neat photo. He said, is that you walking your daughter down the aisle?
So even he has caught on.
I said to him, mate, that's her there. That's my wife right there. He goes, oh, sorry about that.
But even he's caught on, Jim. Everyone's caught on to it.
Stupid old yank.
Couldn't see his eyes properly. Checked.
He does. He needs to get his eyes checked.
The old septic.
Anyway, lovely people. They look like Mr. and Mrs. Havercam out of Caddish.
And the feedback of the photos of you in Lizard Island, so positive.
Oh, yeah.
Here at Triple M's Rush Hour.
Would have been positive.
Why would you have your sunnies on and your shirt off?
In the water.
In the water.
Drinking wine.
Doing a peace sign. Why?
Well, I would have thought with what's happening in the Ukraine and the Gaza Strip. Never has peace been more important.
No, it was ridiculous. It got a lot of feedback.
Hose.
Yes.
It got
would have been positive.
What a turned flop. It around.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm back.
Did you see a lizard?
Sucked in. Yeah, oh yeah, they're big ones too.
Hence the name.
Yeah, they're not so lizards.
Did you see a lizard on Lizard Island? Welcome back.
Nice to see you, host.
Nice to see you
and
too.
And I hear the show's going magnificently, so well done.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jimmy boy, I went to a bed with an Irish girl once.
You went to a bed.
No, I went to bed.
All right.
With an Irish girl once,
yes,
Jimmy.
Yes, yes, yes. I left a month ago with express instructions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To make sure that 5 at 5:05 got the arse.
Well, it has.
Good.
From 5 at 5:05, Jim.
Excellent.
Guess what?
What?
It's now 5 at 5:05-ish.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, this is bizarre. It's Billy's unique look at the other side of footy.
Very good today, Jim.
We haven't done it yet.
No, it is. Yeah.
5 at 5:05-ish.
Yep.
And it's good today, Jim. You
is
know
it?
Why?
Why is it good?
It's what you might have missed.
Right.
Some really, really good stuff that you might have missed.
Let's hear it.
Well, let's start.
What's at number five, Fat?
Oh, Rui. Nick Riewoldt was on the line. Oh, we love Rui. He's always had a bit of work too, I think.
You think?
Yeah, it's a bit of Botox, a bit of Bowie. Look very good.
A bit of Bowie.
But Rose was in the studio talking with him, and she went all funny, went to water, poor old Rose. Oh.
Now, Rui, there's a lot of chat around this Super Bowl about someone who's not playing in the game but is playing a big role. Are people spending more time talking about Patrick Mahomes or Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable how much talk there is about her. Is she in Melbourne? She's out there.
Japan.
At the moment,
she's in Japan and then heading back to MCG after the Super Bowl.
Mm.
Right. Hello, host.
Hello. Hello. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah. Oh, don't put on that nice voice because it's...
Well, yeah, he's nice, unlike you. He always smells good.
You put the sexy voice on. Oh, hi,
Nick.
Nice to hear your voice.
Got embarrassing. Hi, Nick.
Well, she just likes him.
No, she doesn't. She likes me.
I don't think she does.
Actually, I don't think she does anymore.
How about number four, Bins?
Oh, Eddie. We got on to Eddie after the game, Super Bowl. He was on fire. He was there. He was out on the field, and he actually commentated Travis Kelce kissing Tay-Tay.
Here we go. We're just watching here. Travis Kelce's walking up to Taylor Swift as we speak.
Oh, here we go.
The hat comes off. Mum gets the first kiss. And here we go for the money shot. Here it comes. Bang!
Hey! There!
Tay-Tay!
He actually commentated it.
He did.
Bang! Well done, Edward.
What's at number three, Coco?
Oh, there's a new rooster in town. Jake Fraser McGurk.
Yes.
And we got him on, the rooster, Jim.
Yep.
And I tell you what, we like him. He's a rush hour lover.
An early finish, Fraser. What do you do in Canberra when you finish that early?
Not much.
Yeah, you're right, Fat. Not much.
He's called you Fat.
You just say Fat McGurk.
So I listen to the Rush Hour way too much. I know everything. I was going to say I'm Todd from Barwon.
Oh, no.
Good boy.
He was good. He was up and about. Yeah,
of course he is.
He just smashed him. Remember, you were calling it.
Oh, no. It
this one's going to go to Cow Corner.
Exactly what happened. He can strike it.
Oh, he can hit
good
it.
Good boy.
He's a good boy. We like him. We'll get him back on.
Good.
Give us number two, Smack.
Big Mason Cox come in studio, Jim. He's a big boy.
Well, thank you.
And he loves Tay-Tay. He's going to watch Tay-Tay.
Yes.
And, well, that was the time we weren't, they were all the Swifties, but I was giving out wristies. What about Tay-Tay?
Yes, T-Swift.
You love her, don't you?
I love Taylor Swift.
Have you got tickets?
I do have tickets. But it's going to be experience. Yeah, I've got the bracelets made. I've had a lot of people make bracelets for me, which I'm really excited about.
You wouldn't believe this because they're called the Swifties with the bracelets.
Yes, of course. Yeah. You're definitely up to scratch
it. Yeah, but I've got my own bracelets. They're called the Wristies. Mason. And guess what I've made for you?
What were they called again?
Wristy.
Okay, yeah.
You put them on your wrist.
You're giving me a wristy?
This is radio, I'll describe it for people listening. Yes, yeah. Billy just gave Mason a wristy.
Yeah, there you go.
On the rush hour.
Oh, it's already broke. Oh. It's a loose wristy.
He got around at Cox.
Bill's still finding that funny.
Oh, no. Mason Cox is tall.
Yes, he's tall. I appreciate that.
He's big.
Sandra Sully.
What do you got at number one, Bill? Oh, last week we broadcast live from Icon Park, Jim. We went out there to Carlton, and you wouldn't believe it. In our commentary box was a big red button.
Oh, my God.
Which was the emergency
sign. I can only imagine.
So why would they have that there, Jim?
Speaking of buttons.
What? Oh.
No.
What's this red thing over there?
Oh, hang on, Bill.
What is it?
Bill, don't touch it.
No. It's the emergency siren.
So why would they put it in front of me, a big red button?
I don't know.
Why would they do that, Raz?
If you hit that, the siren will sound across Icon Park.
I bet you it won't.
It will. You might. We're not taking that bet.
No, it won't. Sure.
It actually works. What's a red button? What's a siren doing up here?
We've got a bloody siren.
We've got a siren.
Stop it.
Again. Won't stop. We will get kicked out of it. We will get kicked out of it.
So Bill is just...
Gary,
closed.
It was SEN boys. Sorry.
They got kicked out.
I know.
When was that in relation to the game?
That was before the game.
Before
the
game didn't start until
6:40.
Yeah. So it wasn't when the game was
on. The game stopped.
But all the staff was like looking up going, who's ringing
who's
the siren?
Idiot doing that. They should have known better.
We only did it four times.
Did you? Yeah, exactly right.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Surely there's someone more.
No.
Someone more? Can you have a chat to the Whitney?
So this is my first time of doing this. The
and
Guernsey
mine.
Cash.
And Rabs. It's the first time we've done it. We've had a couple of practice games.
Right. This is the first actual.
First actual
well,
10
you two
grand.
Bananas trying to work out what you're doing and not doing off air has made me chuckle enough.
Well, because you're back, so you want to take over and
I'm
run it.
I'm doing the players.
Rabsy's doing the rules.
Doing the rules.
And I'm doing
10 grand is on the line.
What's Fat do?
No, hopefully nothing. And then it's got a chance of working.
The rules, please.
Well, do you want to get the contestant up and we'll give the rules
to
them?
That's a good idea, Jim. Yeah, why don't we talk to the contestant first? G'day, Riley from Kyneton. Hey, Riles.
G'day, Bill. How are you, mate?
What do you do, Riles?
I'm an apprentice electrician.
Oh, so 10 grand would come in handy, Ryle.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Buy a few new tools.
Who are you barrack for?
I'm a pies man.
Because this is players from...
Probably get your dental work done as well then.
Jim! Jim! How are you, chompers, Riles?
Yeah, not bad. I have braces, so it's all good.
Already had the dental work. Very good. Okay, well, here are the rules, Riles.
Now, have a listen to this, Riles.
30 seconds on the clock. We'll read out a current or former AFL player and their team. JB will read it out.
Yes.
You need to tell us which number they wore for that team. Some players, of course, have worn multiple numbers for that club. We'll accept either answer. You can pass and we'll come back if there is time. And if you get all 10 Guernsey numbers correct, the 10K is yours. Now, apparently you've been watching the videos on TikTok and Instagram, so you know how it goes.
Yes, I have. Yep, know how it goes.
Right.
Jack Steele was unbelievable. He got 10, so he would have won 10 grand. He didn't. But here we go.
All right. Are you ready, Roller?
Well, the time starts after the first question.
Correct.
All right. Yep. Here we go. Good luck. Nick Dacos, Collingwood.
35.
Taylor Walker, Adelaide.
13.
Ooh. Charlie Cameron, Brisbane.
23.
Alia, Port Adelaide.
36.
Tim Kelly, West Coast.
11.
Matt Guelfi, Essendon.
35.
Eddie Betts, Carlton.
18.
Tom Harley, Geelong.
2.
Andrew Embley, West Coast.
4.
No. 32. So, Ryler.
Well, here we go.
Bill's had this feverish pen rolling.
He started beautifully. Yes. Dacos 35, Walker 13, Charlie Cameron 23. We got to Alia. He is 21, not 36. Tim Kelly 11, Guelfi 35. That was a good get. Yeah, that good. Was hard. Well done. Eddie Betts 19, not 18.
No, 19.
Tom Harley 2 and Andrew Embley was 32 for the West Coast. So,
all right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
6 out of 10. Well, the 9. Didn't get to the 10th. All right. So, bloody good effort, Riles.
We got something for him.
Oh, must have something.
You want to go to the races, the All-Star Mile?
We'll send you and three mates to the All-Star Mile Saturday, 16th of March at Caulfield Racecourse. Visit mrc.racing.com for more info.
Hang on a minute, Rabbits.
Yeah.
He's a Sparky.
Oh, righto.
Apprentice.
Yep.
So right. Down the bottom here as well.
We'll send you a DeWalt prize pack, DeWalt Mobile Solutions, born on the job site, built to last, see the new exciting range at Bunnings Warehouse. You have got yourself a DeWalt pack.
Unreal. Thanks, heaps, boys.
There you are, mate.
You've done well.
That'll help you on the job site.
Yes. So there, that's it. Name 10, get 10 grand. But it's hard when you're under the pump. It's very hard.
Pretty well.
A couple in there, like that Matt Guelfi, 35.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got them. No. I'm bloody hopeless, actually.
You are.
As a caller of footy,
I'll give you a
you'd
go.
Expect to be better, but I'm not.
I've got one for you,
actually,
Jim.
Actually, not. I'm no well, good
we'll
at
do
all.
It after the song.
All right. That's
Glenn
a good,
Archer,
that's a good
number
tease.
11.
It is a good tease, isn't it?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I can't believe that. That's poor radio.
And a very poor
radio. Awesome.
And we just played for the very first time with a listener, Guernsey Cash for $10,000.
Oh, and he was pretty bloody good too, Riley.
Mm.
So
I've
got to learn numbers every week to call a footy.
Yeah, so you should be good at it.
But I'm actually no good because as soon as the game's over, you wipe your mind clear and you prepare for the next one. So
well,
I'm no good.
We've prepared one for you, Jimmy boy, North Melbourne, and your commentator mates. Right, here we go. You ready?
Yes.
You got the timer?
Yep.
Glenn Archer.
11.
Brent Harvey.
Oh, that was Boomer.
Boomer.
This is 29.
Jason Dunstall.
19.
Nathan Brown Richmond.
Oh, no idea. Pass.
Right. Luke Darcy.
No, was he 19 as well?
No. Corey McKernan.
30. No idea.
Daisy. No, you wouldn't know that.
No.
Bernie Vince.
No. At Melbourne.
At Melbourne.
At Melbourne.
Oh, no.
Adam Simpson.
7.
Yeah, well done, Jim. You got
one. So the 3 North Melbourne blokes,
yeah,
was
exactly,
it?
Exactly, yes.
What were they?
Nath Brown was 7 at Richmond. Luke Darcy was 14 or 40.
14.
Corey McKernan was 5 or 31. Daisy was 13 at Collingwood. Lee Montagna, I didn't ask you because it was too hard, 11, 28. Bernie Vince was 23.
23.
Too hard to say, yeah. Lee Montagna.
No. So, exactly, too hard to say. No.
So where do we go? No. At no. Triple M Rush Hour.
Idea.
Yes. Follow it, learn it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
On Instagram and on TikTok.
I like this comp.
Mm.
Ten grand on the line.
Every day.
All right, beautiful.
We've saved.
About 5 o'clock every day.
5 o'clock every day.
Oh, beautiful.
What number was Jonathan Brown at the Lions?
16.
Well, he joins us very, very soon on the Rush Hour. But up
what
next,
number was that?
16.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Dilza's down in Geelong. Hello, Dilza.
How you going, boys?
What are you going on?
not much.
What are you going on?
Jonathan Brown, not too far away. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. JB is back, and Bill.
My understanding is he's walking around the building somewhere. Big brown dog.
He doesn't know where,
doesn't know where he's going.
Oh, Lego Ed.
Imagine some of our sales staff looking up and there's big brown dog just walking around.
Yeah, where Jim and Bill are.
Now, Bill.
Yes.
Footy Talk.
Yes.
Magnificent podcast on the Listener app.
Exactly.
How do people get their hands on that, please, Bartholomew?
Well, just on the Listener app. It comes out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays.
Footy Talk.
Mm-hmm.
This, of course.
Footy Talk. Talk AFL.
Yep. Yeah, this, of course, is part of our catch-up.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Yeah, yeah. And today, David Zaharakis, our man.
Yeah, good man, Zaka.
He used to just head up Diamond Jim, Creek.
I think he's married now, by the
okay,
way.
Okay, so we're both married at the time, Doug. He was on Footy Talk today talking about his beloved Bombers. Have a listen.
I feel like this year they could win less games but be more competitive, and I'd be happy as a fan of the footy club.
Explain that. How do you win less games and be more competitive?
I feel like they got blown out in a lot of games last year and they dropped away quite significantly, and a lot of the games they lost, they looked uncompetitive. I'm bullish on the Bombers long term, but I'm not bullish on them this year.
Yep.
I feel like if they win 10 or 11 games but they lose a couple of close games, I'd be more than happy with that.
Interesting. From the former star.
Jay-Z there too.
Jay-Z just getting his little mush involved. It's very good.
Yes.
Footy Talk, listener app, get stuck into that. So that's something we missed, of course, because that was recorded earlier today.
Part of catch-up.
Something else we missed.
What?
Yes. Well, I missed because I've been off the grid for a month.
Oh, so you...
So I haven't heard a word of what's been said on this magnificent show that I started.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. Limo has been very good.
No, I tell you what, I was told by more than one. In fact, I was at a thing last week where three or four young Nipsies came up to me and said, "You think Bill's bad when you're there. When you go, he's worse."
No.
Is that
the
true?
Shortest of shorten idiot foals ever.
There we go. They're just an example, rabbits, of what these three blokes were telling me.
But you're back.
You've been presenting to society.
Yes.
So I got Maddie in the booth just to cut up a little snippet of what's been happening while I've been away.
Did you just? Where I live there in South Yarra,
yeah.
I've never seen so many mums and daughters and dads walking around in cowboy boots and silhouette, is it? What are those sparkles and all that?
Hang on, don't let him
throw. Little dresses, all that. It was fantastic.
Sequence.
Yeah, well done. Well done. Sequence. You and Griffin Logue, of course, who played together as kids?
We played 18s together both years, underage.
He's come to North and now you're just inseparable.
Unseparable.
Unseparable. Yeah. No, he's obviously inseparable. One of my close friends.
No, unseparable.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, we'll talk about your predicament very shortly, Rabsy, and even Limo. But
I'd love Dante Exum and have done for years. I'm glad he's back at the NBA.
Is that Cecil? No, what was his dad's name? Cecil.
Yes, yes.
Not Cecil.
Cecil. That's called a throw there. Richo, time now for Billy's 5 at 5:06. So see that thinking on the run, Richo. But of course, we have a look at some news that's in the new, in the news, and we start with number. Ring now, and you've got to be up and about, and you could win that magnificent leather Neverland store.
What is your parenting fail?
Oh,
because none of us are perfect now.
Well, I tell you what, there's no book on parenting.
Well, there's probably
there's thousands actually.
But they're not right.
There's literally thousands
there's a lot
on
parenting. But let me rephrase
that. In fact, it's an industry unto itself. It's probably about $1 billion worth of books.
Did you not read any parenting books?
This bloke, he's a young fellow. He's 21.
Oh,
he looked me in the eye and he said, Jim, he's been That's what this young kid said to me. I said, mate, I haven't heard it. He said, just trust me. He has been at his absolute worst.
Well, that's a month worth right there.
No, that's just cut
down
to 2 minutes.
That was 2 minutes, Jim, of a whole month.
No.
That's how good I've been.
And he's got another week of it.
Jokes have been good?
No.
Bloody oaf, I think I've missed one in 28
I've
days.
I've been generous, though.
You have been generous.
So there we go. That's what we've all missed.
Anyway, cut that F-bomb out.
John O'Brown, here he is. Big Lego.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Plenty's wrong with us. That's why we keep rating.
The Carlton Draft is back for its third instalment, where your local footy club could earn the services of an AFL superstar. We're joined on Triple M's Rush Hour by the Commissioner, Jonathan Brown.
Our next guest was one of the most courageous players in footy.
Oh, won that ball, and in long we go. Oh!
Good as he was, everyone wants to get on board.
Now, look who he's an ambassador for, okay? So, 4 and 20.
Oh, yeah.
A Toyota.
Yep.
Carlton Draft. Everyone else got the art. Dairy Australia. EB Australia. Lego. He does all sorts of Lego.
He rolls that out more than the Gary Edwards
does. Please welcome Jono Brown.
Oh, and he comes.
Big Brown Dog. Big Brown Dog's in the house.
Always good to see you.
It's good to be here, boys. How is Rabs? How's things, mate? I've
forgotten how it all works.
You've turned up the right joint because we're into Magic Means.
Yes.
And you were on the guest list of two bookies marquees.
Yeah.
And rival competing bookie marquees.
I went to the right one, PointsBet, let me tell you.
And one of the girls in the other one said, tell Bill, because your brother Anton was in there.
Yeah.
You tell Bill that if he's not in here by midday, he'll be banned and refused entry.
Good.
And was banned.
Refused entry. First time he's been banned. He's still based out of Karoit.
Yeah,
with the old man, just out near the milk factory there, but all going well.
No, and good to see JB.
JB's decided to turn up to work.
It is good to see JB. I haven't seen him all year either.
Just down in God's country. I didn't run into Brian. Every now and then he pops into the Port Ferry Golf Course.
He loves the Port Ferry Golf Course. Would that be the best off-Broadway golf course in Australia?
I think it's ranked 43rd or something in Australia. Troy been running a three-man crew, the ground staff, and it is superb.
Doesn't he love just pulling up the buggy for a bit of a chat?
And you can't shake him.
Can't shake him.
Head groundsman, Bill, you're trying to play a round of golf, and 10 minutes later he's still driving along next to you and his buddy.
Like your mate from Adelaide. It gets a bit windy and all that down there.
Yes.
That's what they tell me, but I don't know
if Troy
can do
it. You can't get on. When the Brayshaws are all in town, you can't get on. Over Christmas time.
Including Elisa Brayshaw. She doesn't mind it.
Yes, buddy. Yes, she does. He's still boxing. The old boy still
loves it.
Hitting the pads.
He loves the boxing, so he gets stuck in there now. And Apple hasn't fallen far from the tree. More young Jack. He's boxing amongst crabbing, fishing, angling, shooting. I don't know, whatever. He's belting his sisters up. And yesterday, surfing. Isn't it amazing, kids, how they just got no comprehension of celebrity, unless you're a Taylor Swift fan, which I did go to.
We'll get to that.
Mick Fanning just lives down the road. So the kids are out surfing, just four or five of the kids out there. And then Mick just strolls on with his longboard yesterday. There's a bit of a surf in amongst the kids.
Way.
And I said to young Jay, you realise that was Mick Fanning? He goes, he pushed me on the wave. Mate, I said, you realise he's one of the greatest of all time?
Ever.
It's just Mick to him.
That part of the world. We went and surfed with Oki years ago.
Yeah.
Same thing, Brownie. Yeah. He's everywhere he went, from 90-year-olds to 5-year-olds. Oki!
They love it. Yeah, mate, there you go. They don't get driven mad, do they? They run to says g'day and move on.
Just cruise along. Yeah, yeah, one of the greatest of all time, and Angie's own brewery too.
I know he does.
He's done it right there. Bolter Brewery.
He sold it, didn't he?
Yeah, we sold it into CUB. I know. It's part of the, part of our stable.
Part of the
well, while we're talking CUB, oh, the draft.
Yes. Oh,
now, nice there's a couple segue. Of names we can slide in. Yes, already.
This is for the Carlton draft. Yes. It's been very successful, this, where players go out to the country and play.
The third edition of the Carlton draft. So
who's in?
This year, two big names off the rank. So, well, I think we're going to have five or six this year, but the first two gives me great pleasure to announce.
Oh, hello.
That,
hello.
Get a drum roll.
We got a drum roll or something?
Here we go. Wait.
Not the reigning, but the one before that reigning.
How much radio have you done? Shut up, man.
Out. Oh, three-time premiership captain Trent Cotchin.
Well done. Oh, crikey.
We don't have to do the drum roll again for the next one.
No.
And the bloke that you love, nearest and dearest to your heart, Billy Boy.
Premiership player.
Adopted son, Norm Smith medalist, Isaac Smith.
Hey. He's actually won four premierships.
Jesus. Yeah. Good name.
Three
there.
With Hawthorn, one with Geelong. He could still play, Isaac Smith.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think the key is, too, not just to get the old has-beens out there, because last year we rolled out Nathan Buckley.
Yeah, how long did that last?
Well, 8 minutes.
8 minutes. So
I went to Bucks. So I took a bus trip there of punters who were reasonably well behaved on the way down there, not on the way home. We got a couple of warnings from the bus driver on the way.
Poor old bus driver.
This bloke went absolutely berserk. Anyway, I got there in the warm up, and Bucks come up and I said, "How are you feeling?" He goes, "Mate, I've torn my groin." This is in the warm up.
In the warm up.
And then 8 minutes into the first quarter, he tore his hamstring, but he tore his tendon.
Oh.
So it was a serious thing. So we don't want to roll out old has-beens. Yeah, that's why Billy hasn't got a call.
We've got
recently retired boys that can actually have an impact on their club when they go out in the regions.
Jeez, those two will.
Very good. It's been good. That well done, Carlton draft, of course.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, last year, Bernie Vince kicked eight.
He did.
He loves talking about that.
And so does Daisy. He played well in one.
Daisy played well. Corn was terrible last year. He only got six disposals. But I tell you what, did he get some feedback from
Joseph? He would have too. Now, a little break.
Yes. Yeah.
Because we need to get to the bottom of, what do they call him? A Swifty.
A Swifty.
Brownie, a Swifty.
Not a wristy, a Swifty.
Jonathan Brown next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And I get the feeling that you're gearing up for a double.
A double, I'm going with Jim.
Right.
Jonathan Brown, AFL superstar, has stuck around. By the way, 2024 Carlton Draft is now open. Nominate your club at www.thecarltondraft. That's draft.com.au.
So a couple of weeks ago, I flew to Cairns with my wife to catch up with some friends up there. We arrive in the airport at Cairns. And the bloke, we're just waiting for some luggage. And the bloke gives me, from behind the jump for Qantas, says, Virgin, I think he was. Well, he said, "Where are you from?" I said, "We've just flown up from Melbourne." He said, "Timing's good. Get away from all those Swifties." And I said, "Mate, I did not realise how big she was."
No,
and those concerts were ridiculous.
96,000.
You've taken your daughter along.
I did, yeah. I got about 3 days out. A mate said, "I've got a couple of tickets for you." But you're right about the plane tickets.
Good.
The amount it cost me to fly down economy. Mate, I could have chartered my own private jet.
Why didn't you?
Jeez, that was tough. I'm not used to turning right when I walk on the plane.
What about Lego's big head in economy, you tree? If he sits
in
front of you.
What about if you're sitting behind him at the concert?
Yeah, the concert.
You can't see Tay-Tay.
Mason Cox was there and no one could see past him. But what about your Lego?
It was unbelievable.
You loved it?
It was good fun. I got into it. So I had all those friendship bracelets.
Yes,
the T-shirt. I had the face paint on. So I tried. I had a crack at learning all 43 songs, Billy.
Good.
10 words I nailed, I reckon. And that was shake it off three times. That adds up to about nine. And there was one other. But, mate, it was so much fun. We jumped in there and I slipped in a couple of, I thought I'd better have a couple of frosts while I'm there.
Good boy.
So were the bar lines
Melbourne
like?
Or Sydney? Where?
This at the MCG. Oh, right. The mighty MCG.
96 for four nights.
96.
And she didn't stop for 3.5 hours.
Three and a half hours. A couple of costume changes.
Yeah.
She would have had sore feet walking up and down that. It's about 100 metres long, that stage. And then it was fun just as the night went on. And this young fella, he's probably 21 years old, probably on apprentice wages, he said to me, Hey, big fella, would you like a can? I go, yeah, I'll have a couple of Carlton drafts, mate. So, he's probably gone downstairs. No. Would have cost him half a week's worth of wages to buy me two cans.
Well, Stevie.
I'm ripping into those couple, and I thought, geez, I better repay the favour, getting late in the night. So I said, mate, you want a couple of cans? I'll go to get us a shower. Yeah, yeah. So I go to the bar shut.
Oh. Hey, you'd be excited by the Lions.
Absolutely. I think they're the most, across the board, the most talented team in it. Now, that's all things being equal. The predictions would be easy if they gave you a list of who gets injured during the year, wouldn't it, JB? But at the as it currently stands, when they get Dudave in from Wade, who's coming off an ACL, and Will Ashcroft, who did his knee late in the year, they're both going to play early in the season. All you can ask for a team that's played in the grand final and just beaten, but obviously one of the great grand finals of time, all you can ask is for them to improve on their list, and they've done that. So fingers crossed they can go deep again, but, geez, the comp's even, isn't it?
It is.
It's fantastic. I'm excited.
Well, even round zero is unbelievable. Like, in the Gold Coast, so Brisbane should win that one over Carlton. They've got a couple of injuries.
I'll tell you what, all the Carlton nuffies have come out to request tickets. I normally don't get ticket requests for Gabba, but... Been absolutely inundated. So 35,000 up there. It's going to be huge Friday night.
And they're not pulling it down anymore for the Olympics.
Well, no, the reason they had to pull the whole thing down
is why?
Because they can't fit the running track in there for the Olympics. Oh. That's why they couldn't, because everyone was asking, why wouldn't they just build
100 meters?
Build it stand by stand. Well, it's more than 100 meters. You've got to go.
Oh, 400
rounds. We're at 800 and 3K.
What the hell's wrong with him?
Isn't it 400 meters around?
Of course it is. But they can't fit the track as it currently stands. So they've got to rip it all down and make the ground actually bigger. Right. That's why they had to pull the stands. Anyway, it's cost too much.
And so what are they going to do now? Where are they having the Olympics?
Talk about having a Suncorp, the opening closing ceremony. That's a rectangle, though, Bill, we're going to struggle to fit the track in there.
And then I saw some bloke's got a golf course he's going to take over and just lob it there in Brisbane.
Do it there. They've got the old QE2 where the Broncos used to play. They've got where the Gold Coast Suns played, the Commonwealth Games there. But there's a bit going on up there, Billy Boy.
Well, I reckon, I wasn't aware of that, by the way. I have been off Broadway. Oh. I'm not aware of that.
No, they pulled the
Brownie. I like the fact, if that's happening, that it is, because the Lions have finally got real momentum in that city. And if they had to go and play in some Poxville $8,000 thing,
that wouldn't have worked. That's what the club was worried about. 4 years, they would have completely lost the momentum. So
I say finally. It was obviously you're flying in your time, but they've now got sold-out stadiums, big membership, big fan base.
Yep.
The home games are when you go to a home game now at the Gabba, they are rocking and rolling.
And all the records still stand, don't they? All the records.
That's right. Yeah, that's why he wanted to keep on about it. He didn't veer us off topic, did he? Come on, what year was it?
Oh, I don't know what year. I can't remember. 11 goals.
Round 4, 1992. Oh,
thank you, Rad. What about the Gold Coast Suns? Going to be interesting with Dimmer there. We're liking. Have you been down to have a look at the Suns?
Been down to have a look at Dimmer and tell you what, he's right. Hey, he's right in the coalface.
Is
he? Yeah, he's coaching. He's not just, you go down and see the odd training session now and they just, you would describe JB, the helicopter coaching.
He
was far from helicopter coaching. He was right down there amongst it. So I think he seemed to be reinvigorated. They've got a truckload of talent.
Oh yeah,
I don't think it's going to come this year. I'd be, they might be able to sneak into the eight. I'd have them outside the eight, but it's more for the future. The setting up of the future. This is the Lee Matthews going to the Brisbane Lions in the late 90s. The big time premiership coach with a big reputation, solidifying that group, unifying that group, and then encouraging the talent to re-sign and stay there. And obviously now they've got the homegrown talent coming through as well, which bodes well for the future.
That was good.
Ben King's a star. Lukosh's a star. Pete Mellor's in there. Anderson could be the best player in the competition within 2 or 3 years. Like, he's an absolute jet. So they've got a lot of talent there. The AFL is huge on the Gold Coast now. My daughter does AFL as a subject. Yep. She goes to the school where three kids were drafted from the first round last year, the three boys. So it shows how much investment the AFL's put in there, but it's just got to translate now, JB, to the senior team.
No, I agree.
Having some
I'm with you. I'm bullish on where they're headed.
Why didn't we have that at school? AFL.
Imagine that.
Well, you did. That's all you did. That's why physics? It took you 18 years to bloody graduate.
Chemistry,
you
physics.
You did not do physics.
I did.
That is a lie.
Mass A, mass B.
Blow the alarm or
religion.
Whatever it is.
Religion. All right, wow.
I'll tell you what we're doing. Brownie doesn't know about this.
What's he know
well, he's
about?
Coming in to talk about the Carlton draft and all the rest of it. We never finished all of that. Yes. But he's sticking around as audience for your joke.
Oh, good.
Have you got anything?
Really? I'm here for the joke.
Don't go anywhere.
You've been all right this year.
Oh, thank you.
Your form's been all right.
Thank you, Jonathan.
That is coming up next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's when he was at his best, Roscoe, yes. Wasn't he? He was fired up.
Truculent.
Yeah, truculent.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Jonathan Brown is stuck around for Bill's joke. By the way, if you missed any part of the show, you can catch it on the Listener app.
Sam Pang tomorrow.
Oh,
my man.
Pangy.
Pang.
I can't get away from it.
Damien Oliver tomorrow, the champ.
Have you seen the new ad?
No.
For the Kia, the car. There's 20 superstars in it. Unbelievable.
Really? Man. I'm a Toyota man, Billy, and you're a Ford man, aren't you?
I'm a Mercedes man. Don't talk about Kia on this show. Now.
Hey, ask Pang about his nickname, the Orchid.
All right. Okay.
Get him to explain the Orchid to you.
That's a good question for
Orchid.
You. A-W-K-W-A-R-D.
Not awkward, as in that was awkward. Orchid, as in the plant.
All right.
What's an orchid?
What's a plant? Brownie,
don't even. Now, I haven't heard any of the show, Rab, since I've been away. I
haven't heard the jokes.
Actually, haven't heard a second.
Did you hear him do the siren at the Icon Park last week?
I did not.
He had access to the emergency siren and kept blowing it.
I was there when he was doing that. He's playing this bloody siren.
He's an idiot, mate.
You're Billy next door to me.
You're next door.
And he comes straight out. He goes, that was me playing siren.
Seriously.
I owned it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I owned it.
So, while I haven't seen it, of course, Fearsy and Jasper and our amazing crew do the Instagram feed of the jokes. Yeah. So while I wasn't actually listening to them, all I could see was Limo's pained face every day.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is a man who is funny. Listening to a man who isn't funny trying to tell a joke. So how are we going to go today with Brownie as the audience?
Oh, okay, well, don't worry about that.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
It was a doctor theme one Friday, Fruity Friday. Went well, too.
Did it.
About the bloke went in to see the doctor, Jim.
Telling Friday's joke?
No, just for you.
just in case you missed it, Friday.
He said, now, Phil, it's a normal procedure. Try not to get too aroused.
Yeah.
He said, no, my name's James. He said, yeah, I'm Phil.
He's actually told that one how many times? That's about the sixth.
So we're going down. See, Brownie liked it.
No.
So I went to see the doctor on the weekend. You couldn't believe it, Jim, for a checkup.
Yep.
And he said to me, you got to take your pants off. I said, oh, okay. Where would I put them? He said, over there next to mine.
Oh, my God. How many times has that one been told?
How many times have we heard that, Billy?
Shut up!
It's shameless.
No, it's not.
The repetition is shameless.
No, it's not. They haven't heard it.
Oh.
We got a new audience.
Brownie's hasn't heard it. Everyone's heard that.
No, it's a new audience. Righto, Brad.
I didn't mind it.
Brownie had a chance.
Come on, Rabsy.
Well done.
Have you got a joke?
Brownie, good luck with the Carlton draft. Woo! Great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Good on you.
Thanks. Good on you, boys.